This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and we are celebrating Black queer artists who have left and are continuing to leave their mark on the world of R&B, celebrating June is Black Music Month. Right here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Yes, I lost a good girl, and I grieve both night and day. Yes, I lost a good girl, and I grieve both night and day. Ever since she's been gone away, yes, I'm so unhappy. Tell me, how can you feel so gay? Yes, I'm so unhappy. Tell me, how can you feel so gay? I get the blues for my baby ever since she's been gone away. I watch the sun when it rises, until it fades to west. I watch the sun when it rises, until it fades to west. I get the blues for my baby ever since she's been gone away. Just as long as I live, you will always hear me say,
soul music. You just heard way before Lil Nas X, and even before Little Richard, there was this gentleman right here, Mr. Billy Wright, who was a Black queer man who was discovered by Paul Hucklebuck Williams, and he began singing for Savoy Records, and he came out with this single, recorded with the Howard Kalander Orchestra, Blues for My Baby, from 1949. It rose to number 3 on the Billboard R&B chart. He had a lot of hits, and he sang jump blues and R&B, which was very popular at this time. And he was known to be a flamboyant performer, but he was known as the Prince of the Blues throughout his career. And he was born in Atlanta, Georgia, but he had a major influence on rock and roll pioneer Little Richard, who he helped to get his first recording contract in 1951. We celebrate Mr. Billy Wright right here on A Bowl of Soul. And we are celebrating black queer R&B artists who have had a profound impact on R&B music. In celebration of June is Black Music Month, and also the celebration of Gay Pride. Coming up next, we got, which I didn't know, this gentleman right here, Mr. Keith Barrow, who had this song I remember in the 80s, early 80s, You Want to Be Loved. You know you want to be loved. But what I didn't know is that he wrote this song, Teach Me, which was a very popular song for Blue Magic. Giving you some Philly soul from Mr. Keith Barrow singing his song, Teach Me, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Eric B. Turner, and you're listening to Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
It's something about love that scares me. It's something about secrets I've tried to hide from myself. Baby, I don't understand, but I want you to know. And if knowing would help you to love me more, then teach me, I want to learn.
It's those feelings I feel when I'm feeling you.
This song, I mean, Blue Magic did a hell of a job, but this is superior. We celebrate Keith Errol Barrow. He was born September 27th, 1954, and he passed away on October 22nd, 1983. He died from AIDS. But he was an American soul singer and songwriter born and raised in Chicago. And he was most known also for being the son of civil rights activist and minister Reverend Willie Taplin Barrow. And he definitely left his impact. He was a hell of a songwriter and singer. And, you know, his mother was involved. She was the executive director, national executive director, and chairman of the board of the Rainbow Push organization, Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson's organization. And, you know, Barrow grew up singing gospel, and he self-penned the song, Teach Me, It's Something About Love. And it was a charting single for Blue Magic in 1976. And he worked, he had a self-titled album called Keith Barrow. And that album was produced by MFSB guitarist, songwriter Bobby Eli in the summer of 1977. You know, we celebrate Keith Barrow, who was a black queer man, very, very successful singer, songwriter, shared his songwriting abilities for other artists, and we celebrate him right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, from Oakland, California, the legendary Sylvester, with his song called Over and Over. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
Thank you.
a party jam. You cannot go somewhere and not hear this song. This was off of the album called Sylvester from 1977. We celebrate Sylvester James Jr. And, you know, we lost Sylvester on December 16th, 1988, died from AIDS. But, you know, for the lifespan that Sylvester had, he left his mark. He has. You heard in the background of that song, Two Tons of Fun, which was Martha Wash and Izora Rhodes. And also there was Jeannie Tracy. But the main two ladies, you heard Martha Wash in the background. Just to make a correction, Sylvester was born in Watts, Los Angeles, and he grew up in the Pentecostal church, but he left because, you know, again, there's that conflict with being gay and being in the church. So he found friendship among black cross-dressers and a transgender woman who called themselves the Disco Tays. And he moved to San Francisco, where he developed his art form. He was heavily influenced by female blues and jazz singers such as Billie Holiday and Josephine Baker. But you know what? The rest is history. And you know, one of my favorite songs is this song, Over and Over, and You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. And Dance Disco Heat, we celebrate the legendary Sylvester, who left his mark on R&B. Celebrating June is Black Music Month. Coming up next, we're going to play you this beautiful slow jam from the Dynamic Superiors called Shoe, Shoe Shine. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. All the things you desire will have to come late. Ain't handing you no jive. Telling you it is what it ain't. Pretending I can do things better.
Shine, used to cost a dime. A penny could buy a plenty. A nickel was a fair to take you anywhere. Troubles we didn't have many.
Take
was an R&B hit. Lead singer Tony Washington, who we lost in 1989. He was the lead singer. And this song was written by Ashford and Simpson. Got to give Ashford and Simpson their props. They are such beautiful songwriters, a beautiful song. And this song was done in 1975. Was off of their first album called The Dynamic Superiors. You know, the lead singer, he was an openly gay man, and he used to dress and drag on stage. The Dynamic Superiors had 5 albums. They were on Motown Records, and they had the first album was Dynamic Superiors, then 1975, Pure Pleasure, 1976, You Name It, Give and Take, 1977. Their last album was done on Venture Records in 1980 called The Sky's the Limit. And, you know, Motown, for the most part, they got it right, you know. And he made Motown history. This other gentleman, which I'm about to take you to, he also made Motown history. Bishop Carl Bean, but at the time, Carl Bean, 1977, he had this song on Motown Records called I Was Born This Way. We are celebrating June is Black Music Month, and we are showcasing black queer artists who have made their mark in the world of R&B. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, Carl Bean. Talking about I Was Born This Way, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Aya Ito, and you are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Now I
is an anthem. Beautiful song. Again, Motown got it right. They tapped into a pulse. And let me tell you, this song is a gay liberation song. And it still is. We celebrate Carl Bean. We lost Carl Bean on September 7th, 2021. He was born May 26, 1944. And he was an American singer and activist who was the founding prelate of the Unity Fellowship Church Movement, a liberal Protestant denomination that is particularly welcoming of lesbians, gay, and bisexual African Americans. And, you know, he founded the first church, Unity Fellowship Church, in Los Angeles in 1975. But Bean was a Motown and R&B singer, and he's known for this song right here. You know, in 1982, Bishop Bean became an activist working on behalf of people with AIDS. And he wrote a book. It's an autobiography called I Was Born This Way. Make sure you get that book. But we celebrate the legendary Bishop Carl Bean right here on A Bowl of Soul, talking about I Was Born This Way. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
My rainy days will all
great Larry Levan, who remixed this song. Larry Levan, we lost him on November 8th, 1992, and he was an American DJ best known for his decade-long residency at the New York City nightclub Paradise Garage. And basically, he developed a following who referred to his sets as Saturday Mass. What Larry Levan is known for is introducing the dub aesthetic into dance music. He experimented with drum machines and synthesizers in his productions and remixes and live sets, ushering in electronic post-disco sound that presaged the ascendance of house music. He also DJed at Club Zanzibar, very popular club in the 1980s, and which is the home to the Jersey Sound brand of deep house and garage house. I consider him the father of that, him and Frankie Knuckles. You know, we celebrate Larry Levan. He was an openly gay man, and he took R&B music to another level. We celebrate Larry Levan. June is Black Music Month, celebrating our Black queer R&B artists, producers who have impacted the world of R&B. Coming up next, one of my favorite songs from RuPaul, Spreading Some Love Through House of Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
on A Bowl of Soul. Love that song because it's so inviting. Talking about keep you warm and cover you from the rain. Hey, hey. I love it. Come on in. Celebrating RuPaul Andre Charles, born November 17th, 1960. And, you know, RuPaul is a drag queen and, you know, he really set the bar very, very high. And, you know, he has received several accolades, including 12 Primetime Emmy Awards, 3 GLAAD Media Awards, a Critics' Choice Television Award, 2 Billboard Music Awards, and a Tony Award. You know, RuPaul was born and raised in San Diego, California, and he studied performing arts in Atlanta, Georgia, and he settled in New York City, where he became a popular fixture in the gay nightclub scene. You know, how I came across RuPaul, I went to this club, gay-friendly club, called Pyramid Club in the East Village, and I heard Supermodel, You Better Work, and the rest is history. You better work. I loved it. Loved it from 1993 off of his debut studio album, Supermodel of the World. We celebrate RuPaul right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, something from this young lady, Miss Janelle Monae, doing her thing with Big Boy from Outkast, talking about Tight Rope. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Monae and Left Foot.
Whoa!
talented, super talented Miss Janelle Monae. She's fabulous. This lady is fabulous. Janelle Monae is fabulous. And, you know, she is a singer, rapper, and actress. Wonderful actress, you know. She received a Screen Actors Guild Award, Children and Family Emmy Award. She was honored with the ASCAP Vanguard Award. She also received Rising Star Award, Trailblazer of the Year Award, Billboard Women in Music. You know, she has her own imprint label, the Wonderland Arts Society, and just magnificent. This song, Tightrope, was off of the Arch Android album, and this was in 2010. And she collaborated with Big Boi. You know, like I said, she was born in Kansas City, Kansas, you know. And she grew up, you know, in the church, you know. But definitely her musical influence was The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. A lot of people really don't understand the impact of Lauryn Hill's album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That album, to me, is still fire to this day, but it was an influence on Janelle Monae, and she was born December 1st, 1985. She identifies as non-binary, you know, but regardless of that, the talent, the power, her acting, you know, when I seen her in Hidden Figures, it was, excuse me, was phenomenal. We celebrate Janelle Monae right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, I'm going to play this song for you from Sia, talking about real MPP. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yes. You're a winner, you're a winner. You know it's all yours. Ain't nobody else but you. You know it's all yours. You're the real MVP to me. It's all yours. Ain't nobody else but you. You know it's all yours. Babe, you deserve some trophies, trophies. You deserve some trophies, trophies. This feel like some cold shit, cold world. I feel bad as hell for my old girl. She lost out and I came up. You down for me and not fame, huh? I believe you. You more than my equal. You like my better half and I need you. I really need you. You the best that I ever had. Game over. I traded all of my jerseys in. I know you been hurt before. Let me show your worth again. Let me coach you. Let me take you out and expose you. Let me show you life without losses. Let the paparazzi approach you. You the star, baby. Star, baby. Star, baby. Star. I'm just your teammate. I'm gonna always help you through it. When things in life don't seem too great, and you probably heard that mad times. Mad but times. This one's real. Cause if I don't do my job right, my job right, someone else will.
You know it's all yours. Ain't nobody else but you. You know it's all yours. Real MVP to me. It's all yours. Ain't nobody else but you. You know it's all yours. You the winner, you the winner, you the winner, yeah.
You deserve some trophies. You deserve some trophies in your life, babe. You deserve some trophies. Trophies. You deserve some trophies. Trophies.
This feel like that first time that we linked up and I came through with that shit you need. That shit you need. You was down to ride and that's one thing that I never seen.
You was there for me when I was dead broke on my last dime, but you stayed down. That's trill shit. So this love thing is my last time. I found everything that I look for. My niggas be thinking I'm bugging, 'cause now I be out here cuffing. And them girls before you meant nothing. You been waiting on it like KD. You deserve that MVP. You deserve that crib in the hills. You deserve that ring. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Don't you ever hang your head low, 'cause I'm gonna be your Spike Lee and you gonna be my Melo. I'm a true fan of your smash. That's one thing I'd admit. And you might have loved before, but you never loved like this.
You know it's all yours. Ain't nobody else but you. Know it's all yours. You the real MVP.
So what we playing for? Playing for your heart.
All right,
check.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
You deserve some trophies. You deserve some trophies in your life, babe. You deserve some trophies. Trophies. You deserve some trophies. Trophies.
On A Bowl of Soul. Sia from 2014 talking about real MVP. You know, she's openly gay woman. You know, definitely a hot rapper. She comes from Bedford-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn. Definitely. You know, you got to check her out. I think this is so fly. I'm going to leave you with another openly gay man who has left his impact on R&B, Mr. Frank Ocean, talking about Stuck. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Don't you get stuck in love with me?
Baby, don't
On A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the multi-talented Frank Ocean. Woo! Loving it. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Black queer R&B artists who have impacted the world of R&B, celebrating June is Black Music Month. Make sure you hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music on Facebook. And you can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. I am also on Instagram. Just look for PROFTLOVE. Woo! Celebrating June is Black Music Month. I was very happy to do this segment because I think, to me, it was a fitting end to celebrating the end of June is Black Music Month. Woo! Make sure you catch up with abowlofsoul.com and get some soul to go by downloading the podcast. I hit y'all up with like about 5 back-to-back brand new podcasts, and y'all are just eating them up. Just go to abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you tune in to my radio network, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music Radio Network on Live 365. You can definitely just go to the website, live365.com. Just search for A Bowl of Soul. You get 365 days of soul, 24 hours, 7 days of the week. It's A Bowl of Soul Radio Network. Definitely make sure you can catch A Bowl of Soul on Rhythm Gold Radio in England, DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio, Legend107Radio.com with the legendary Melvin Jordan. You can also catch me on 105 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm on Saturdays, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 a.m. Eastern, and on Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. And I am on DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And you can also catch me on the Sounds of Soul Radio in Gary, Indiana. Their station is on Live 365. Woo! I want y'all to have a safe, wonderful weekend. Happy summer. It is Gay Pride Weekend in New York City, and it will be kicked off on Sunday and on June 25th, celebrating the best of gay pride, celebrating love, harmony, unity, and definitely we celebrate gay pride right here on A Bowl of Soul. I hope you like this broadcast. Love you all. Make sure you're tuning in to A Bowl of Soul, coming soon to a theater near you. You will be able to access the radio station and the podcast all on one website. I will give you the details coming up very soon. I'm very excited. I will be attending a Southern Soul music conference very soon. I'm very excited about that. And it's to give A Bowl of Soul more exposure. Have a great, wonderful weekend. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.